Welcome, beautiful people. It is another Tuesday morning. Kenji and I are back with some baseball coverage. We are officially 1 week from games mattering. Mattering? That's not a word. From games that matter. The Cubs and Dodgers play at 4 a.m. our time, 6 o'clock Eastern in Japan, 1 week from the day this is released. That's awesome. We're going to dig into the Tokyo series a little bit further, but we have a really special episode that we're going to do today, and this is our off-season war draft. Now, you're probably like, what on earth are these guys talking about? I'm going to explain. Don't worry. But yeah, that's today's episode, off-season war draft. We're going to get into Tokyo series later. We know Gerrit Cole, Grayson Rodriguez news later. Today's the war draft. Kenji, how are you doing? Are you ready to draft?
I mean, I'm good. I definitely am not confident in my ability to draft. As you know, and as I'm sure everybody knows, I'm still relatively new to baseball, or at least MLB baseball, and war is a concept that I am even more brand new to, so we'll see how I understand it. I think I have a gist of an understanding, but I'm kind of guessing with every pick that I make, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
explain the rules.
Yes, so we're going to draft a roster.
Just like me. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to draft a roster, so an infield, an outfield, and two starting pitchers and one relief pitcher. And the winner of the draft will be determined by WAR. Now, what on earth is WAR? It stands for wins above replacement, and it measures a player's value in all facets of the game by deciding how many more wins he's worth than a replacement-level player at his same position. So, like Gunnar Henderson versus a double-A shortstop, like Gunnar Henderson is worth blank WAR higher than that guy. How much is Bobby Whitmore? That's kind of how the WAR is calculated. It's a complex calculation. It rewards defense heavily, as well as really good offensive players. So if you're great defensively, guys like Andrés Giménez, Patrick Bailey, you guys, they have really good WAR numbers when maybe offensively they don't have great offensive statistics, but they perform defensively. So they're rated highly in the system. So it doesn't just reward offense, essentially, and that's what we were going for. Is we wanted to kind of dig a little bit deeper with this draft. We've done, you know, the homer draft and some other ideas. We wanted to get creative, and Kenji's won the last two drafts from all accounts, so I had to come up with some sort of idea that I could maybe win at too.
Okay, so explain to those who have no idea what this is, what positions rack up the most WAR and what positions are kind of useless and all that.
Well, I don't say any position is useless, but good defensive catchers rack up good WAR. Great defensive shortstops rack up a ton of WAR. Really, if you're exceptional defensively, like your WAR will be inflated compared to somebody who's average defensively. So if you have the same offensive stats, but one is way better defensively and the other's below average, they'll have a stark difference in WAR. So I hope that explains it. If you're still confused, look it up. Ask ChatGPT. Somebody will tell you the answer. But it's a measure of who's more valuable, incorporating both defense and offense into the equation. So that being said, are you looking it up on ChatGPT? Kenji, you guys can't see
I'm
him, but he was just typing.
The highest players who have WAR last year, just
Bobby
to kind
Witt.
Of understanding of, yeah, it's like Aaron, Bobby, Shohei, Juan, Gunnar, Francisco, Jaron Duran, Jose Ramirez, and Ellie, and Chris Sale are the top 10.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Like the best players have really high WAR, basically, is the correlation. But there are some other ones. Like I said, Andrés Giménez is up there in WAR. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Eight? Is it because of the offense? Because he was terrible defensively.
Who?
Gunnar.
Gunnar had an eight WAR?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was knocked down because he was bad defensively. He had really good offensive
WAR.
Impressive. Yeah.
That's impressive. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
So not only is it we got to draft by WAR, but only people that are eligible to be drafted are those who have changed teams in the offseason. So before we get any further, Roki Sasaki counts. Guys like him, international free agents, count. Hye-Sung Kim, draft picks that might play a lot this year. Travis Bazana counts. Jack Caglione counts. Those kinds of guys. So even not minor league call-ups don't count, but somebody who was in a different place last year and they're going to be in a new place this year, that's who's eligible to be drafted. because Kenji's shorter and he's won the last couple drafts, he's going to take the first pick in this.
So we're not doing like positions or anything, right?
We are catcher, first base, second base, shortstop, third base, three
Oh.
outfielders, two starters, one reliever.
Shoot, let me like okay, let me I didn't know that. Let me put down a position.
I said it
How
multiple
many
times.
outfielders?
Three.
Oh my gosh. Were there that many moves? You said how many starting pitchers?
Yeah.
Two starting pitchers? And
Two starting pitchers, one reliever.
then one reliever. Okay. Well, shoot, I guess I'll go with the obvious one. It's probably Juan Soto, right?
He's a pretty good one. He's a pretty good
I
player.
mean, he was like, what, fourth in WAR? So I guess I'll go with him. Yeah, Juan Soto.
That's a pretty good choice.
It's the only choice I can think of.
Yeah, so I mean it's no secret Juan Soto with his 13 years, or I guess 15 years, $765 million or $1 million
Insane.
contract. Unbelievable. Soto's the guy. From the Yankees to the Mets. So he did change teams, cross town. Juan Soto. Anything else you got right there, Kenj, with that pick?
I mean, I wonder what his WAR would be if he knew how to play defense or run the bases or do anything else besides hit.
Yeah, that's a good point. So he had an 8.1 F WAR last year. So again, another caveat for WAR. So there's two systems that kind of calculate it: Baseball Reference and FanGraphs. They both do it a little bit differently. Each one kind of incorporates some different things in their metrics. One is called F WAR. One's called B WAR. The site that I'm using is FanGraphs, so you'll hear me reference F WAR. So Soto with an 8.1 F WAR last year. That's far and away the best of the free agent class and trades. So good for Juan Soto. Speaking of outfielders, I'm going to take Kyle Tucker, traded from the Astros to the Cubs. I like him in a contract year to have a really good year.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I have to find out what his WAR was last year. I don't have it up on this free agent tracker, but Kyle Tucker's still phenomenal last year. He only played, I think, 76 games a season ago, and he still hit 23 bombs. So less than half a season, hit 23 homers. He gets to play the friendly confines at Wrigley Field. I feel good about Kyle Tucker being my outfielder. I have to bounce back after you take Juan Soto.
Trying to find his WAR. I can't find it because I never look at WAR. But okay. I am up. I will go. I'll go Garrett Crochet. Yeah, he's up there.
Yes.
And I think he'll be better than he was last year by a big time. So I think I'll go with him.
Garrett
Teams don't matter,
Crochet.
right?
What do you mean?
Like, are we doing like if you draft a player from one team, you can't draft, like, can't take him?
No.
Okay, good. I was like, that was just
Don't want to
complicated.
make it too complex on you. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get a baby.
So Kenji started with Juan Soto, Garrett Crochet. It's a pretty good combo. Pretty good 1-2. I'm going to go for somebody who I think this position is scarce, and that's why I'm going to go take him because I think there are starters that are available later. I'm going to take Willy Adames from the Brewers to the Giants. I took a brief look at the other shortstops, and I can't wait to see who Kenji's going to take.
I don't even know how to even look at that, so we'll yeah, we'll find out what happens. Yeah, that's great. That is so great.
Here, I'll help you out. I'm gonna send you the link to the FanGraphs site that I'm using to track these
No,
guys.
it's okay. It's okay.
Well, if you're just gonna keep complaining to the people, I'm not
No,
gonna let you
I'm okay
complain.
now. I'm okay now. I've got it all out. I'm
Okay.
locked in. I'm locked in.
Okay.
And
Jimmy Willie.
shoot. I don't even know where to start, but I'll go Christian Walker, first
Okay.
base.
First base
I don't
is
know.
thin.
Wait, is first base WAR kind of useless?
No, it's good.
I
Like
mean, I don't
I
even
I'm
put
looking at him last
the
year. Christian Walker
glove.
had a 3 WAR last year. He had a good season.
Three WAR. Do I want that?
Like for
Yeah.
example, for reference, Christian Walker had a 3 WAR last year. Blake Snell had a 3-1 WAR last year. So
Okay. Oh, Christian Walker,
Okay. It's a good pick. First base is also thin. There are really a few thin positions that scare me a little bit.
there really are.
Yeah.
Right, who you got?
I'm gonna take Corbin Burns.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. Again, I'm no war expert, but Corbin had a 3.7 war last year compared to, and he was the highest of any starter. So he was higher than
Really?
Kikuchi, he was higher than Eovaldi, Freed, Flaherty. So I'm gonna take my guy Corbin Burns, Oriole legend. Thank you for your 1 year of service.
It
Be
was
my
a good
starting,
year.
my SP1, Corbin Burns.
It was indeed a good year. Wow, you weren't wrong about the shortstop position
Yeah,
being.
you're gonna be taking like Ha-Seong Kim or something.
I think he's like the only guy I have. Him or Tim Anderson. Wow, talk about being desperate if I'm drafting Tim Anderson.
Tim Anderson is a brutal pick.
That is, it is so brutal. I'm gonna go Jerickson Profar.
Okay.
I don't
Okay.
know if he's a good glove. I didn't really watch Braves games last year. But
Profar had a 4.3 war last year. Really good. That is, wow, that's a really good year. That is the third
I
highest of the
expect a
free agent
glove.
class. That's higher than Bregman, higher than Corbin. Profar had a really good war last year.
I don't expect to have him that good, but I'm guessing it's going to be in the high threes still, so.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, who you got?
Okay. I'm gonna take Devin Williams. Be my closer. Yeah, I did a quick look. I don't like any of the other relievers available, so I'm gonna go Devin Williams. Lock down the back end. Give me the guy who broke the beard rule, Devin Williams. Boy, did he look ugly without a beard.
I'm glad they changed it because
I'm so glad.
he did look horrendous. But someone that doesn't look horrendous is Alex Bregman in a Boston Red Sox jersey.
Okay.
I'm gonna play him as third base. I do think he's gonna play third base this year. I think Devers will DH.
Wow. Okay.
I think they like their prospects too much. I don't know. They're playing too good not to. Devers sucks defensively, so give me
Third
a.
base is scary now. What on earth?
Who else is there?
Jorge
Josh.
Polanco?
Oh my gosh. Kike Hernandez. Oh, Yoan Moncada's not a bad pick.
No, I'm not doing Moncada. Holy
He's probably your
cow.
best option.
Holy cow. This is about to be bad.
Yep. So what you got?
Oh, this is bad. This is not good. Oh, boy. I
And I
shouldn't
don't
have gone.
actually, well, there is one guy you could take.
There's one guy I could take. Who are you thinking
Yeah,
of?
he got I'm not gonna tell you that though. I'm not gonna tell you. Because I don't wanna help you out.
One guy I
There is
could
a guy that you're
take
missing. That moved this offseason.
that plays third? Well, I'll think about it. I'm gonna go. Man, this is I thought I knew what I was gonna do. Now I don't. I'm gonna go Gleyber Torres.
That's a good pick.
Actually, well, what is his war last year? Yeah, I'm gonna go Gleyber Torres. I think he runs the bases a little bit better. I think he plays better defense in that park.
What was his
And
war last year?
1.7.
Oh.
But he's projected to have a 3 this year. I would love a 3 war from him this year.
I guess we'll see if he does.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Man, I'm getting cooked out here.
Man, I'm gonna go Let me just look up one thing. Let me just make sure.
Oh, oh.
Let me just make sure this guy is actually going to start. If he's not, I'm not gonna pick him. So let me just double check. Okay. Because of how slim this position is, I'm gonna go. But it's so bad. No, never mind. I changed my mind. I'm not doing that. I was Man, this isn't fun, Gabe.
This
This
is
isn't
tough. This no,
fun.
this is fun. This is good.
This is making my brain hurt. But I'll go Anthony Santander.
Damn you. Filling out the outfield, huh?
He's like the only position that moved this year.
I was watching him. That's too bad. That's too bad. Okay, though, but your outfield's locked up now, so I can wait.
Yeah, you can go ahead and take Tyler O'Neill and Jesse Winker and Michael Conforto as
I
your
can
outfield.
assure you, Tyler O'Neill will join my team at some point.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I'm gonna take Blake Snell.
Okay.
There are other good pitchers that moved, but
There
Burns and Blake
definitely is.
Snell with Devin Williams, I think, is going to be better than whatever you trot out. Wanted to lock
Freed
that
and
up while I had the
Crochet.
chance. Fried and Crochet, man, you just go with the AL East. Wait, who's going to be your closer? Kenley Jansen?
No, I got a guy in mind. Let's see. Who do I want to pick? It's hard. I'm kind of stuck at the moment.
Yeah.
These positions are pretty rough. Like shortstop and catcher, it's like what do I do? Like
Yeah.
catcher, I guess.
I got a catcher I'm looking at.
I mean, it's either Darno or Elias Diaz for me.
Okay.
Because Higashioka is gonna split time.
Yep.
Carson Kelly, I don't even know where he went. He went to the Cubs. And I don't even know who the other guy. Oh, you're probably gonna take Gary Sanchez, huh?
I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to take.
Well, I'm not taking Gary Sanchez, so it's okay. But I'm gonna go Elias Diaz.
To be your
His
catcher.
WAR was a point 5 last year,
Ooh,
projected
it's
point
pretty
3,
bad.
but he was an all-star last year. Actually, no, what am I doing? I'm just gonna go Travis d'Arnaud.
Oh, you're going Darno.
Yeah, I mean, Elias Diaz was my fantasy catcher my first year. I had no idea who he was, and I mean that guy got me a good trade. So I don't have anything negative to say about him.
Okay.
But
Okay.
you're up now.
I'm looking at catcher too. I got a guy in mind, but I don't need to go catcher now. You've kind of blocked me. I mean, I guess we kind of blocked each other. So I now I just need to fill out positions because you're not gonna kind of mess me up anywhere else.
That's true.
Let's see. First base is interesting. Because for me, it's down to Carlos Santana, Jake Berger, and Nathaniel Lowe.
Jake Burr's a good pick.
I like Jake Berger. Can I put Berger at third?
Yeah, I mean, he's technically a third and first baseman.
Who are you going to say was the third? I'll take Jake Berger to be my third baseman. Who are you going to say is a third
It's
baseman I should
Esau
get?
Paredes.
Oh, yeah, with the with
He got
Houston.
traded.
That's good. Yeah, you're right.
And he's gonna hit a ton of bombs there.
Okay.
Yep. That's where you're going?
That's where I'm going. You're gonna take your arm now?
No, we're doing prospects too, right?
If they just got drafted, yeah.
Oh, so it's not like they're coming up in the farm system or anything?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I was gonna draft like the Red Sox rookies.
Nah, you can't do that. It's too lame.
Oh, man. Are you sure?
Yep.
That's no fun.
Them's the rules.
Oh, shucks.
I would have taken different players had that been a different rule.
Oh
Sorry.
my gosh, dude. Second base and shortstop is brutal.
Yeah, you're gonna Ha-Seong Kim and Jorge Polanco. Welcome to Kenny's team.
Gosh, I'm going Tyro Estrada.
Oh,
He's on the Rockies
Tyro.
now, I think.
He'll hit well there. He'll hit well at Coors
He
for
was,
sure.
again, he was another fantasy monster for me 2 years ago when I first played. No idea who he was, and
Yeah.
he was an all-star, I think, or almost.
Yeah. He's pretty good. He'll get the job done.
We'll see.
Let's see. Santana had too good of a year last year.
You only have one outfielder, right?
Yeah. Gonna take Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to. New Oriole, he's gonna be my guy. He's got biceps the size of my forehead. Not even my
Yeah, it's
forehead, my
kind of scary
entire
looking at
head.
that guy.
He's terrifying. He's chiseled. Looks like he was made out of stone.
A Greek god.
Tyler O'Neill is the man. And he's got all the players wearing like sleeveless cutoff shirts now and everything too.
Dude, when I saw him warming up with his tank top on,
Yeah.
or his cutoffs, and I was like, "Holy
It's
cow!
crazy. He's roped.
How are you natural?" I bet the league is sending in drug tests on a weekly basis. Okay, I don't know if this counts, but Hye-Sung Kim for the Dodgers count as
Dodgers.
shortstop?
Now he's playing second base for
No,
them.
he's played shortstop like half the times during spring training.
I don't know what to tell you. He's playing second base for them at the big leagues.
But he plays shortstop
Let me look at their
at spring training.
roster resource. I'm just
Dude,
saying,
I
Kims.
promise, this guy's played like half of his time at shortstop. I've watched games of him at shortstop.
It has Hye-Sung Kim playing second base.
I see on Fangraphs the second base slash shortstop.
It does say second base slash shortstop when you click on his profile. All right, fine. You can
Yeah.
put Hye-Sung as shortstop.
Perfect.
F off.
If not, I would have just drafted Ha-Seong Kim for second base anyways. If you want me to do that, I'll switch him. No, I'll do that. I'll do that then.
No. You're
Yeah.
fine. You're
I'll
totally
do double
fine.
Kims. I'll do double Kims in my
You're good,
infield.
dude. Bro,
So
you're totally fine.
Estrada, goodbye. I'm doing Hye-Sung and Ha-Seong Kim in my infield. There you go.
We should have added more pitchers. There's a lot of names here.
There are we can add one more if you want.
Another
I'll pick
starting
one.
pitcher
Yeah,
on
I
the
mean I'll pick
fly.
you pick this one and I'll pick a starting pitcher next, and then we can add one.
Sure. I won't take Max Free here then because I know it's your
Thank you.
guy. I need outfield, I need first base. I need my catcher. I have a catcher in mind. Is first base tricky though?
I
There's
mean, you
like
still
one
have
guy,
it.
man. There's like one dude that I'm like, okay,
Who
maybe
are
he
you
could do
thinking?
it. Paul Goldschmidt.
You got. Why can't I think of him? Bellinger.
Would you rather have Bellinger or
I mean,
Goldschmidt?
he's gonna play outfield, so technically he's gonna have a higher WAR.
That's a great thank you for your
He
pick,
plays center
Kenji.
field. Yeah, you're welcome.
Give me Cody Bellinger as my outfielder.
Like, I honestly should have taken Bellinger, but by the time I noticed, like, I had already drafted my whole outfield.
Yeah, I totally forgot he got traded. Good for you for helping me with that.
You're welcome. I'm such a nice guy.
You are. Your girlfriend should give you a kiss for that.
We'll see. All right. Well, of course, I'm taking Max Fried, and then we can add another SB if you want.
Okay. Fried is the pick for Kenji. Two good rotations. Can't lie.
All right, who you got?
Well, if we're doing another SP, I'm gonna go Roki here.
Mm.
Sasaki. I just think Yeah, the rest of the list is still good. There's good players there, but I'm going Burns, Snell, Roki. Nobody's hitting that top three.
We'll see.
Yeah, Travis d'Arnaud's gonna stop me.
Yeah, just wait, just wait, just wait.
I like Soto though.
I'm gonna go with a little bit of a weird pick. I'm gonna go Clay Holmes as my starting pitcher.
Three?
Yeah, starting pitcher three, Clay Holmes.
Wow.
I'm gonna buy into that eight strikeout performance spring training. And I'm gonna take Clay Holmes as my
I
three.
am shocked because there were guys like I mean
I was
Matthew
like,
Boyd,
Jack Flaherty's still there.
Jack
Sean
Flaherty is still there,
now.
Kikuchi,
Kikuchi, I saw Pivetta. Isn't terrible.
Pavetta.
That's about it.
Yeah. All right. Buying he's drinking the Clay Holmes Kool-Aid.
I'm taking a shot of it.
I want Danny Jansen to be my catcher.
Ew, gross.
He's gonna bat fifth for the Rays.
No way.
Yeah, he is.
There's no way. He
He's gonna bat
sucked.
behind Caminero.
That's a joke. Shut up. There's no
Dude, I'm looking
way.
at the roster resource.
Why? Dude, that
Yandy,
guy's a
Lau,
terrible hitter.
Yandy, Brandon Lau, Caminero, Josh Lau, Danny Jansen.
Dude, that guy's gonna be hitting at the bottom of the lineup at the end of the year. Did you watch him last year? Yeah, I couldn't because he was in the dugout the whole time because he strikes out every time.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Danny Jansen.
I'm so anti Danny Jansen. I can't stand watching that
He
guy
had
play.
0.5 WAR last year, but he didn't start every day. He's projected to have 2 WAR this year. He's not that great defensively, but it's okay. Give me Danny Jansen.
Alrighty. Well then, for my bullpen guy, I'm going Jeff Hoffman. He's gonna be the
Toronto.
closer for Toronto, and I think he'll be pretty good. So I know he's got arm issues and all that, but I think he'll be okay. I would have taken
Okay.
Tanner Scott, but he's just not a consistent closer, and I just couldn't take that chance on him. So give me Jeff Hoffman.
Okay. No,
And
this is
he's
my
got
this
the
is the last pick
outfield.
of the draft.
Indeed. You want to add a utility spot?
You want a utility spot?
No,
You want to
it
draft one more player out of this crop?
this crop, yeah, this crop.
Who else got traded this year? That's what I'm curious.
I mean, relevant wise, it's really
It's pretty
ESOC.
slim.
Prospects.
I'm
Gavin
shocked you didn't
Lux.
go Ryan Pressly for your reliever.
I'm not a big fan of Ryan Pressly. I think he's washed. I probably should have gone Gavin Lux in the infield at one point because he could have played second base or third base because he's starting third base this year for the Reds.
Yeah.
He would have been not too bad. It's a good glove, but.
So I need what? First base? Yep.
I thought you had Bellinger at first.
I guess I can move Bellinger to first and take an outfielder.
It's probably what you want to do, isn't it? Unless you want Colby.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take an outfielder. I mean, it's slim pickings though, like Jock Peterson.
Jock is a DH. You can't put him in outfield.
Michael Conforto,
That's a good pick.
Harrison Bader,
I don't know about that.
Tommy Pham.
Max Kepler to Philly.
He's not going to play every day, I don't
Yeah,
think.
he is. He's a starting left fielder.
Give me Michael Conforto.
Michael Conforto.
And this draft is finally over. We're done looking at this crappy crop of players. So
Probably crop of players.
that I is that alliteration? I think it is.
That's well said.
So I'm gonna read off these lineups. Kenji, I need your gut reaction after hearing both, okay?
Okay.
For Kenji's squad, behind the dish is Travis d'Arnaud, first base Christian Walker, second base Tyro Estrada,
No, it's
shortstop
Haesung Kim.
Hyesung Kim at short.
Second base.
And who's at short?
Haesung Kim.
Oh, okay. So no Tyro.
No.
Okay, so the Kim guys at second and short.
Yep.
Alex Bregman at third, Juan Soto, Jerickson Profar, and Anthony Santander in the outfield. led the rotation, Garrett Crochet, Max Fried, Clay Holmes, and Jeff Hoffman closing games. Give me a gut reaction. How do you feel about that?
I wish I would have taken Bellinger, considering I thought about him early on. But you just screw the pooch sometimes. It's the way life be.
Sometimes you screw the pooch, kids.
Sometimes you just screw the pooch. I would have much rather have had I think Bellinger than Santander, just because he sucks at defense. I think it's harder to hit in Toronto than.
Yeah, your defense is questionable at best.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I got a Gold Glove second baseman, first
Well, okay,
baseman,
outfield
shortstop.
defense. Soto, Profar, Santander in the outfield.
Yeah,
Who plays center in that scenario?
that's a great. A Jurickson Profar. Jurickson Profar is my center fielder.
Wow.
Hey, former top prospect, right?
Maybe like 12 years ago.
Golly, dude. Yucks.
My team, Danny Jansen behind the dish, Cody Bellinger at first, Gleyber Torres at second, Willy Adames at short, Jake Berger at third, Kyle Tucker, Tyler O'Neill, and Michael Conforto man the outfield. Rotation is Corbin Burns and Blake Snell and Roky Sasaki. And closing out the games is Devin Williams of the Yankees.
Your
I
pitching is
feel pretty
definitely
good.
better.
I feel pretty good about that squad. My pitching, I feel is better. Hitting
I
is
will say,
marginally better.
you should have put Cody in outfield, put Jake Berger at first base, and then drafted Isak Paredes at third base. And I think that would have made your team even better.
Makes sense. I mean, I like Conforto. Conforto hit the bottom of the Dodger order. I like it.
Yeah, but you're wasting Cody Bellinger at first base when he's gonna have a way higher WAR at center field. And I
That's
think
true.
Paredes will have a higher WAR than Conforto will.
That's true. I can see it.
But yeah, your pitching staff's great.
I feel pretty good. Okay, that's all I got. Anything you got, Kenj?
No, just unfortunate news around the league, but
We're gonna
we
touch on
will
that in the next episode. We're gonna
Wednesday.
go through all the injury bugs and what it
Okay.
means for baseball. But congratulations, everybody. We're a week out from games that actually matter. We made it. We're a week away.
So excited.
When do the Cubs and Dodgers hop on the plane? They
I
hop on
think they got on
it
today.
today. They're probably
I
flying right
think
now.
one of them did. I can't remember if both of them did or not.
Okay.
Last year, I think they went at different times.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But
Got to get them
yeah,
acclimated.
kind of
Can't wait,
exciting.
man. We got real games coming.
It's pretty awesome.
All right. Well, that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening to the episode, and we will catch you all on Thursday.
Let us know who won first.
Thank you.